Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thursday. Get ready, Andy. Thursday.
Oh, I'm so ready, Jeff.
Are you ready? Are you pumped?
Of course I am.
Are you? Major League Baseball season gets going for most of everybody concerned coming up on Thursday. That's opposed to the Dodgers and the Padres who started in Korea and nobody paid any attention. Or many people didn't pay any attention. It's interesting. They come back and they play a couple of more spring training games. But the Guardians seem to be good to go. And it looks as if they've gone ahead and put their 26-man roster in place. Andy could still get tweaked a little bit, but it looks as if they're good to go. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps, everybody. Number to join us is 216-474-0092. I'm having an internal conflict.
Why, Jeff? Why? What? Tell me what your problem is.
Tums.
Ammonium AD.
I've taken a few Tums here and there, and they actually work.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you can buy the generic, and they're cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
It's this. I tend to be pretty optimistic in life. I tend to be pretty optimistic with my sports teams.
What do you think? Do we agree with what he's saying? I don't know that I necessarily.
Well, he's an optimistic fellow. I got to give it to him.
Yeah, but there's always the one thing.
Yeah, there is. But
there always is.
Yeah.
Reality gets in the way of my optimism sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I'll buy it. You're selling that.
Correct. And that's where I am right now with this Guardians baseball team. I want to be optimistic. I really do. And I'm trying like crazy to be optimistic. You ready? Here's how bad it is. You ready? Here's where my optimism gets in the way. When it became real apparent that Tyler Freeman, career infielder, is going to get, looks like most the best shot to win the starting center field job, at least for now, right? It sounds that way.
Sure.
Possibility. You know what my mind did to me? I went and I looked up and I thought, who else, along with Mickey Mantle, who was a shortstop and was moved to the outfield but before he hit the majors, and Robin Yount, Hall of Famer. The other guys have moved from shortstop to center field, Rick Manning. It's worked out beautifully. Tyler Freeman can do the same. And then the reality hit me.
This is your Seinfeld optimism?
That was my Seinfeld. Did it sound like Jerry?
Yeah, a little bit? It was a little off, but that's right.
It would be like, Tyler Freeman can do it. It's a little more.
I don't know. More like.
But I did. I immediately thought, well, guys, you know, shortstop's the best guy. You know, if the shortstop's not your best defensive player, your center fielder is. And oftentimes, you know, you're going to move that guy. Jackson Merrill was with the Padres. He's the young prospect coming up. They moved him from short to center field. He never played out there. He's 20 years old, and he's their starting center fielder. Why not Tyler Freeman? And then the reality hit. You know, it's kind of like, well, okay. Guy was your third or fourth best shortstop. Now you're making him your starting center fielder? Okay. So it's like the Animal House scene, you know, where Pinto has the devil on each shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing. Tyler Freeman! Then, no, it's not. Anyhow. So that's part of it. And I look at what looks like it's going to be the 26-man roster. And I think, all right, and almost with every position, Andy, I have the devil on each shoulder, devil or angel. Bo Naylor at catcher. Absolutely. Let's give the young guy a chance.
Yeah, that's easy.
What if he fails? Austin Hedges hits
why
about
are you going
one,
negative? You just started this whole conversation being so, you're like, oh, you're so positive about this. Positive. You're like, oh, Naylor, what if he fails?
Well, but that's where reality comes in. Do you think he's ready
they
to,
all
to,
fail.
To do it?
Jeff, they all, if they hit, they all fail, right? I mean, getting 3 hits out of 10 means you're a failure.
Josh Naylor at first base, I have no concerns. We good there? We good there?
Yes.
Andrés Giménez at second base, any concerns? None for me.
No.
None. I think he's terrific. I love it. Brian Rocchio at shortstop, sure there are concerns, but boy, I'm glad he's going to be the guy.
I like that. The fact that they're hunkering down for this, right?
What do you mean?
They're going to give him the opportunity to be the guy.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
I like that a lot. Jose's at third base. We know that whole deal. I think the outfield's a mess. You're waiting for somebody. And wouldn't it be great if it's Tyler Freeman, who actually becomes like he looks like he's, you know, a good, really good hitter? I hope Florial can find something, but there's a reason the Yankees moved on. Part of it might be traffic in their outfield, but part of it might be they think he's never going to do it. I mean, the Yankees tend not to give away guys that they think are going to be pretty good, especially for a guy like Cody Morris.
Hey, Dan,
it's not like you traded him for Bieber.
I don't know. I look at Miles Straw, I look at Tyler Freeman, and I'm not quite sure. You're giving up something on defense, right? Can we all agree on that? We're giving up something on defense for Miles Straw compared to
Tyler Denver. Freeman could be really good on defense. He won't be as good as Miles Straw.
Right. But the difference for Tyler Freeman is the unknown. Because if you look at his numbers through 88 games, I mean, it's not like it says pick Freeman over Straw offensively. It doesn't say that.
You know what it says?
But you're banking on the future.
Well, no, but it says this. We've seen enough of Miles Straw. That's what it says. We've seen enough of Miles Straw.
I mean, when you look at that, that's rough. And Dan,
because,
I don't know.
Man, can that
this.
Guy play D? But he's on this team, Andy, you need something more out of center field.
I mean, their slugging percentage, their on-base percentage, they're virtually the same.
You can't compare Tyler Freeman and Steven and Miles Straw.
No, but you could say offensively his numbers mirror
I don't think you can do that. And the only
Dan,
reason
can I
say
do
that is,
or no?
The only reason I say that, let me make I'll, the only reason I think you can't, Andy, is we saw Miles Straw for several years.
Right.
And we've really not given Tyler Freeman a chance, and I thought he looked pretty good in very limited opportunities. Maybe he can do it. Maybe Florial becomes the guy. Maybe they're just waiting until DeLauder's ready to roll.
Okay, I'll buy into all of that. But if you look at it, Freeman versus Straw, it seems like you're getting into a younger version offensively of Straw. I'm just saying, through a limited time, through 88 games, that's what it looks like. Now, I hope Freeman has great success.
I don't know that that's fair.
Dan?
I'm kind of with Jeff. I don't think you can totally compare it yet because you're talking.
I'm not doing a total comparison. I'm just saying, I'm wondering if you sent Straw down. Okay, don't you feel like you've got to bring in somebody that can have significant impact offensively?
Well, maybe
mild impact,
even
mild
Freeman
impact
does, Andy.
Well, the problem was this is going to come off so poorly, and I'm just going to apologize now to anybody who is a fan of Miles Straw. The bar is low. I mean,
I'm not disagreeing with any of that.
Comes to be on the offensive side. I mean, the thing that made Miles Straw as good as he was and the reason that the Guardians handed it was the defensive glove, and it was the fact that when he first joined the Guards, he had a .349 on base percentage. The guy found his way on base, which is all you wanted him to do. Gold glove level defense and stand on first base more than 30% of your at-bats. And that just went right into the toilet. And that's what's doing it. It's like they don't need home runs. They don't need Tyler Freeman to be Jim Edmonds. They don't need him to be, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. They just need him to stand at first base like 32% of the time. And it's like, great, well done, bud.
And can I throw this one at you, Andy? if you're Miles Straw, you're thinking, I put in all this work. I did the hitting. I put on some weight. I hit 360 in the spring. The dude hit 360.
I know.
But that doesn't mean anything because they've seen
it's
it
the spring.
For
remember,
year.
Who'd I ask exactly. that? Chris Rose last week.
Exactly. They've seen it for year after year after year. And in 60-some games last year, compared to 147, Tyler Freeman had four home runs compared to one for Miles Straw. And Miles Straw played in more than double the amount of games. And Freeman drove in 18 runs in 62 games, and in 147, Straw drove in 29. I mean, he just didn't have much punch, Andy. Miles never had more than, 48 runs batted in a season. You just need more productivity. And it's a dang shame because the guy is so good with a glove. But I've always thought he's a fourth outfielder, and I think that's what he is. The contract that he's owed? It's really not that outrageous.
Well, which makes me think he can get traded.
Well, that might be.
And I mean, I think he's just sitting in Columbus now. I think he's sitting in Columbus now. So when another team needs a defensive center fielder, he'll be gone as soon as that.
I think that's a very valid point, and I think that's accurate. And here's the other thing. They lost Davison De Los Santos back to the Diamondbacks in the Rule 5, right? That didn't work. Well, you've got, don't laugh, you have Jonathan Rodriguez, you have John Kenzie Noel, you've got a couple of big thumpers there.
Right.
So De Los Santos, you hope, was a big thumper. Okay, well, now you couldn't keep a roster spot for him, and I get that.
I do too.
As a hitter, that's tough, man, and you don't want a 20-year-old not getting at bats. I would think you want to do that. But maybe, and you know, he was here, maybe they work out a trade down the road. You never know. But you have two power hitters sitting in the minor league system who maybe can get a look. If it doesn't work with Tyler Freeman, can Will Brennan slide over and play center field? If Will Brennan starts playing, you know, starts swinging the bat, sure he can. And you put...
Could you go out and get another center fielder?
Maybe. But Laureano's a possibility. I don't love it. But and if DeLauder gets hot, maybe he's up here sooner rather than later. I mean, there are a lot of options that I don't think are primo, but there are some that are available to them. And the key to the whole thing is when Chase DeLauder's ready, he's starting somewhere in the outfield. I think that's what they're hoping for, and I think they're hoping it happens sooner rather than later, and I just don't want to rush the kid. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Guardians still have some discovering to do. Andy, is that an optimistic way of talking about the
Yeah, that's a fair outfield? Assessment. Here's my question. Do they have a team that can get to 87 wins, 88 wins, and perhaps win the AL Central?
I have no idea.
I think the pitching's got the opportunity. If they don't, well, I mean, if they, when they trade Shane Bieber, you know. That's going to be the next question.
When Tom Withers was with us at noon, I mentioned, I said, there are questions with every guy in this rotation. And he said, yes. And so but they're not bad questions. You know, like with Bybee and Logan Allen, can you do it again? That's just a natural question for a guy who's coming off his rookie season. In the outfield, and I said this after when we went to break, and I once we hit break and Dan said yes, and I want to bring this one up. I know they have some young guys, you know, who are on their way in the outfield. Chase DeLauder, clearly the main guy there. I keep wondering, hey, why is Stephen Kwan locked into left field?
Is he?
I don't know. It seems that way to me. And I know the idea of not messing with success. Stephen's won a couple of gold gloves in left field. He's outstanding. You don't think he could move to center and do a bang-up job?
Yeah, why not?
I do, too. So do you not have somebody, and this, I think Tyler Freeman's an interesting young guy. I wish him nothing but the best of luck. Could you not be better off if you moved Kwan to center and put somebody who might be able to hit the ball in left field? And, you know, like do with your corner outfielders what everybody else does with corner outfielders. And, you know.
Put some power out there.
Yeah. Is it Rodriguez? Is he not ready? Is it Jonkenzie Noel? Is he not ready? Is it, you know, is Will Brennan going to become something? I hope he does. That I'm pulling for all these guys, and I don't care which one it is. I wonder. Is Kyle Manzardo absolutely locked into first base? Right now he's locked into Columbus. I keep thinking, why is this guy locked into first base? And I keep thinking the only reason that he's locked into first base is maybe he's not athletic enough to play the outfield. He's a left-handed hitter and a right-handed thrower. So take that whole left-handed first baseman thing and throw it out the window. Even though he hits left, he throws right. So that shouldn't mean you're locked into first base, should it? Shouldn't. In his entire career, according to baseballreference.com, even in the minors, he has not played the outfield. He's played nothing but first base. And I keep thinking, Tampa, why? What'd you do that for? I wonder. Wouldn't most first basemen, especially a right-handed first baseman, wouldn't you play a little outfield? Mike Hargrove played a little outfield. Mike was one heck of a first baseman.
Yeah, I think all those
guys. But Mike played a little outfield.
They're your natural guy, right? Your first baseman to go out and play outfield, or sometimes.
Well, it's oftentimes you see that. I just because I want Manzardo up here now. If they think he's ready, I don't know why they wouldn't think he's ready. He had a good spring and he's got a lot of AAA at bats.
Well, I think
maybe he's an answer.
They also had hard decisions to make over the weekend, and I don't know that you know where they are today, or maybe even where they are on opening day is where we're going to be sitting. On May 1st, saying, oh, remember what they had on the opening? How many times is this team historically? Like, how long does that opening day roster normally stick around? It's normally broken up by the end of the month. And, you know, injuries are one thing, but a lot of times they say, you know what? Hey, maybe we made a mistake bringing this guy up in the beginning of the month. But they're also, I think teams are more willing to give guys a little bit of a break in April than they would, say, June if they go into a hitting slump.
I would think, Andy, what's going to happen here? And, you know, maybe it's all service time. Maybe it is. And if it is, okay. Well, then, you know, we've chomped on that bullet before. And maybe when Manzardo gets that service time, even though he can come up and with the new rules and blah, 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 blah. Regardless, maybe when that happens, he's up here. and maybe he's going to go down and play outfield in Columbus right now. I don't know. We'll see what their plan is. But I would think this. Remember a couple of years ago when my guy Bradley Zimmer was out there, and I suggested I think they're just going to sort through the outfielders? Well, that's what they did. And somehow they determined that Will Benson was the guy, a guy to move on from. And then Nolan Jones was a guy to move on from. And, you got Juan Brito for Nolan Jones. By all accounts, he had a great spring and is a great prospect. The only issue there is he's a second baseman. And you have a Gold Glove winner at second base in Andrés Giménez, who you could move to short if Rocchio doesn't work. Regardless, you've got overlap there in your middle infielder spots. And I will at some point in my life get past Nolan Jones not being a member of the Guardians.
At some point, you've got to let that go.
I know, Jeff.
I mean, there's just
Andy, I know I do.
Sorry, bro.
Will Benson, too.
You got to let it both go.
I know. But think about this right now.
Did you let...
Let me just throw something at you. Okay?
Okay. Did you let Brandon Phillips go?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Brandon, I wasn't that crazy about Brandon.
But you let that go.
Loved always talking to Brandon. He was always argumentative. I liked it. Yeah. Think about this. Let me just throw this at you, okay? You ready?
Sure.
This year, right now, Will Benson in left, Stephen Kwan in center, and Nolan Jones in right.
Yeah, stop going backwards, though, Jeff. There's nothing we can do
about this. Okay, all right, thank you. I'm done.
I mean, I understand it. You're wallowing in your own self-pity on this. Yeah, would I like that to be it? Oh, man, I'd be really happy if that's what it was.
Can you imagine a middle of the lineup that had Nolan Jones, Josh Naylor, Jose Ramirez? I'd like that. But that's regardless. Maybe Juan Brito becomes something or maybe the trade, whatever. I keep waiting. I've been waiting almost since we went on the air back in 1947 to get outfielders. For this team that can provide
how great
some
was
pop.
That parade in 48? Oh, so much fun.
And it wasn't as good as it would have been if they had won the whole thing.
I just thought it was weird. Everybody was wearing suits out on the street. Like, yeah, no one was dressed casual.
I was waiting for the 54 parade, after winning in 48 when they didn't have the greatest of teams.
Right.
In 54, you had the great team. You didn't win.
Maybe we had the convention in town.
Dang, Willie Mays. Sam's in Cleveland. Hi, Sam.
Sammy!
Yeah. You know what, Jeff? You shouldn't let it go because you should hold these guys accountable.
We've been doing it. I mean, how much longer? You've got to move on at some point. Yes, Jeff has clearly held them accountable.
If you're going to move on, they need to have a backup plan. I mean, they traded Yanier Diaz for a center fielder that, for an organization that is very conservative about. So they signed this guy for $5 to $8 million a year. They send him down to the minors, and they don't even have a backup plan for center field. And what makes me nervous is that they brought up 3 rookie pitchers last year, and they stretched these guys to the max and didn't bring anybody in, a veteran, to help him out. And it's basically cross your fingers with McKenzie and Bieber.
About the rotation. Same thing as you're thinking.
Yeah, and you look down in Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Reds signed Frankie Montas for 1 year, $16 million. I mean, that's the kind of, when we say do something, I'm not looking to say sign a $100 million guy. Well, they did sign a $100 million guy, second baseman, who couldn't hit more than 230. But, why don't you sign a low-risk guy to add depth? I mean, that's why it's really hard to say when Antonetti says every time we make a decision, everything is based on us winning a World Series. I mean, they can talk about it, but their actions definitely do not back it up.
Hey, Sam, I just looked up something on Nolan Jones because I wanted to double check something, and instead I got derailed by this headline. You ready?
Yeah.
Rockies' best player leaves spring training game after injury. Okay. I know he hurt his ankle the other day, but that wasn't what I was looking for. The DenverSports.com says Rockies' best player, and that's Nolan Jones.
From an organization that has not produced an outfielder since I can't even remember, and they – they just let these guys go. How about Santander, a Rule 5 draft guy that they let go to Baltimore? He's hitting 26 home runs. I think it's time for this organization gets off the hook from the media. This great organization, they're not a great organization. Their moves can be questioned.
There's something about outfielders, Sam, that – and I think you're right. I don't understand it. It's been a while since they've come up with the types of guys that we would like to have out there in those corner spots.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm not going back to the 90s. That's way too far back. But I just wonder, you know, because you passed up. I mean, Will Benson's 6'5", like 230 pounds. Andy, is he the best player ever? I don't know, but man, I'd sure like to find out.
So the two of you, tell me when you're supposed to turn the page. Once you get someone to fill the spots that are as good as they are, or they retire.
I don't know, Andy.
I mean,
when you put somebody viable in those spots, who might be more intriguing than what you have now. I keep
Chris
waiting Chambliss, for this. Would you? Move?
I'm just like Greg Nettles. I can't get over it. They haven't been able to win a World Series.
The Twins are regretting
then.
Greg Nettles. Greg Nettles was a Twin first. We weren't the first team to screw it up with.
Well, yeah, but we had him and we let you know and. What did we get? Fred Bean? I don't know.
Love so Freddie Bean.
Let's just – or Dick Tidrow? I don't know. What we? I can't let it go, Jeff.
Tom Buskey was a beast.
Buskey? That's right. We had all these – Steve Klein? I mean, come on. And now I can't let some of these things go. I'm not saying that they didn't make mistakes on those. I think they've been held accountable to a point. You're not going to let it go until – You make it back to the playoffs and you win, and you hope that those guys, because you're sitting around now, you're rooting against them. You're hoping they don't have success.
I'm not rooting against them.
Well, if they weren't playing well, we wouldn't be saying a word.
It's not their fault.
How many bust out guys have they sent out of here that never did anything once they left?
It's not their fault.
There are plenty of those. No one wants to bring those guys up.
It's not their fault, Andy Baskin.
Where's Carl Sadler?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.